today on Rocking the Suburbs.
New music.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, Suburbs Pod Community. This is Scott Isom, reappearing from Raymore, Missouri, just outside Kansas City. I wasn't gonna call again this month, but I thought maybe I'd better, even though it's late. First, I wanted to make sure everybody heard that Bruce Springsteen had a new single, just in case Jesse Jackson didn't pop in, to let you know. He has a single with Patti Scalfa called Addicted to Romance from the film She Came to Me. It was released September 29th. And this is one of his mellower love songs.
It's whiskey and it's water, and it's one last dance. Stranger, pump that jukebox with your quarters. We all deserve a second chance. Darling, let me tell you your future. Slip your palm into my hands. You got me addicted to romance. Neon lights on the corner, the rumble of a tired rock and roll band. You're this neighborhood's broken daughter, with all the blessings that it grants. I'll tell you about this dream I had, if you tell me of your plans. You got me addicted to romance. Now the night is sweet and long, my dear, though the end's always at hand. My muse, the music you whispered in my ear, reminds me of who I am. Reminds me of who I am. Reminds me of who I am.
But the real reason I'm calling is the Hanson family is back. This is Brett and Renee Sparks. They are out of Chicago. They were on the great label up there that does alt country. Anyway, they were on that for years, and then they moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where they formed their own label and occasionally put out an album, where they have a new album called Hollow. I'm going to point you toward the song called Skunks, and it's typical Hanson family. Renee writes the lyrics, and the lyrics are surrealistic. I would say like surrealistic, like Bataille poetry. The first part of the sentence doesn't necessarily go with the second part. It's definitely entertaining. It's, if you look at like the surrealistic paintings where you have an apple next to a hat, people look there and try to understand how they go with each other. Well, guess what? They don't. They're trying to make you think they go together. Well, guess what? They don't. That's what Renee's lyrics are apart and are what they're about. Was you couple that with the great baritone voice of Brett Sparks, you have the Hanson family. It is folk music combined with surrealistic poetry of Renee Sparks. It is wonderful. This is her 12th album, and it is fantastic. Again, this is Scott Isom. I'm back. Keep on listening to Suburbs Pop Radio. Keep on listening every day to the podcast, and I still pay attention to you guys. I'm still around. And yes, I had some perfect pop entries. I'm going to send them again because I didn't make the last round. I'll talk to everybody later. Bye.
Hey, Pat, Jim, interns, community. Jason Goble checking in from New York City. Hope all are doing well. I hear my September new music picks. I have to go with three this month. I apologize, but I couldn't narrow it down. I do think there may be some duplicates in the list, and obviously, if not, I defer if you want to cut something. My first pick, I got to give a big, big thank you to Roger Grace from across the pond, who I know for the last couple of years has been trumpeting Chapel Rowan. And the song he recommended last month, Hot to Go, really hit my sweet spot. So I ended up listening to the entire Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess when it was released this month. And I'm just a huge fan. This is one of my favorite albums of the year. The fast stuff is pure pop bliss, and the slow stuff is just beautiful. And the song I recommend is the song Casual. It does have the explicit tag if you're with the kids. That having been said, I just love the in-your-face lyrics, and I do think the song behind it is lovely. So I got to go with my first pick as Chapel Rowan, The Rise and Fall of Midwest Princess.
I'm still hanging around. I've heard so many rumors that I'm just a girl that you bang on your couch. I thought you thought of me better, someone you couldn't lose. You said we're not together, so now when we kiss I have anger issues. You said, baby, no attachment, but we're knee deep in the passenger seat, and you're eating me out. Is it casual now? 2 weeks and your mom invites me to her house in Long Beach. Is it casual now? I know what you tell your friends. It's casual if it's casual now. Then baby, give me up again if it's casual. Casual now. Dumb love, I love being stupid. Dream of us in a year. Maybe we'd have an apartment and you'd show me off to your friends at the pier. I know.
My second pick, I must pick something from Zach Bryan. I know this is a guy that Kirk Gallagher talked about a couple of times last year, I think beginning of this year, on the podcast. And so I thank Kurt, because I think that's how I came to start listening to Zach Bryan. You know, I think this is something Kurt talked about when he talked about Bryan. You know, the guy released an album last year with 39 songs on it, and I think he came back with an EP which had another 7 or 8 songs. And you would think he would just rest on his laurels, but oh no, Zach Bryan came out in August with a album of 17 songs, his self-titled Zach Bryan, and then came back this month with another 5 songs with his Boys of Faith EP. And really, it just begs the question, does Zach Bryan ever sleep? That having been said, I loved everything this guy does. I love the songs. I love the lyrics. I am excitedly looking forward to seeing him for the first time next year as part of his spring tour. And the song I recommend is from the Boys of Faith EP. It's the song Sarah's Place, which has guest vocals from Noah Kahan.
Road dogs are built for sleeping in. I've been up since 4 a.m. At your worst, you're better than my better day. There ain't been no sun in L.A. since you moved out of Sarah's Place. I love your mother's stories about you as a kid.
of our good times. Those backyard lights don't shine as bright without your face. Out of Sarah's place.
And my third pick, I have to select something from Willie Nelson. I think when I first started doing this in 2021, I called in twice with Willie Nelson picks, and I feel compelled to single out Willie Nelson again because I love the album that he released last month, which is entitled Bluegrass, and it's essentially bluegrass versions of songs from his voluminous and excellent catalog. I think the best way to say this is Willie Nelson is 90 years old and the songs still sound ageless, and the bluegrass nature of this album just brings out the continued beauty of his voice. And the song I'll recommend is the song Yesterday's Wine, which I think is just a great example of what you get when you listen to Willie Nelson's bluegrass. That's it. Once again, thank you for allowing me to chime in, and thank you once again for another great weekend, which was Suburbs Fest in D.C. It's always great to reconnect or meet for the first time members of this fine podcast community. Have a lot of laughs and listen to some great and amazing music. So once again, thank you. And I will speak to you all later.
Miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy meeting you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Sit down, let me buy you a beer. Your presence is welcome with me and my friend here. This is a hangout of mine. We come here quite often and listen to music, partaking of yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're yesterday's wine. And we're aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're yesterday's wine. Aging with time, like yesterday's wine.
You give the appearance an apple next to a hat.